The Africa Report.
The Africa Report with Africa.com's editor, So Kusi Bia, joining us as she does every morning, giving us some wonderful news coming out of the African continent. Soku, good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, Abongile, and to your listeners.
Soku, thank you so much for joining us on the show once again. Hey, and people are getting, hey, yo, Soku. What were you doing when you were 19 years old? Were you even thinking about marriage?
Yes, actually.
Huh? Why?
Yes, I was. Why was I thinking about it?
Yes.
I don't know. I can't control my mind. I don't know.
All right. Let's talk about why adventures to Uganda for doula training. So why should you adventure to Uganda?
Well, let's first talk about what doula training is about. Doula training is basically about training people to become certified helpers or assistants during the birthing process. I think you would have known as well, since you have a baby, is that at that time there's so many options available to women. So you can either go to a hospital, have your C-section, or you can get a midwife at a local clinic or public hospital. These days you can even get someone called a doula. This is somebody who basically helps you through the birthing process, calms you down, teaches you breathing techniques. And what's been happening with this phenomena, actually, is that people now really just want to get the correct training, find the correct ways. And Uganda is giving that in a rural town called Inshanti in Uganda. But what they do is that they put it in as a retreat. So the same way as someone would go off to study at a medical center in another country, for example, this is the same for doula training. So you go off to Uganda, to this rural village, where they basically teach you all the steps of doula training, and they give you certificates as well, which are internationally recognized. Some of the training that you get there is prenatal yoga teaching. So this is basically training doulas with different techniques of how to help women who are going through the birthing process. And what's lovely about it, which is makes it drastic, is that all your fees go towards this retreat, which looks after women and children in a safe haven. What you also get as an added benefit at the end of your course, you then now get to explore some of the wonders of Uganda. So it's so they've cast it as you're getting training, but you're also getting an opportunity to visit parts of Uganda that most tourists would not go to. So you get to see the other parts of it, the authentic parts, the more rustic parts. And in this day and age as well, if you get a three-country visa, you actually also be able to tour Uganda and Kenya on the same visa. I mean, Rwanda and Kenya on the same visa. And this is what people are doing now. Airbnb came out with stats over the weekend showing how they've gone. The new model is now taking into account this experience tourism. We don't just go to a place, go see a monument or a landscape and take a picture, but you actually want to live like the people in which the community, or not be a tourist, but be actually part of the community that you're visiting. And this is part of the whole new wave of tourism that's happening nowadays, that people want to experience what's going on, hence Airbnb and other places that offer an experience more than just a tourist adventure are getting so much hype these days.
Ah, Soku, always fantastic chatting to you. We continue the discussion tomorrow morning.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Soku Sibiya, editor at Africa.com. For more of their stories, do visit www.africa.com.